USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The domestic violence suspect who ended up being shot in the back by Kenosha, Wisconsin police officers 2 weeks ago has released a video from his hospital bed. Jacob Blake, who is paralyzed from the waist down, talks about pain that he's been feeling and also encourages other African Americans to change their lives for the better.
Please, I'm telling you, change our lives out there. We can stick together, make some money, make everything easier for our people out here, man, because there's so much time that has been wasted.
The one-minute video was released through Blake family lawyer Benjamin Crump. A record-breaking heat wave continues in the Southwest. Los Angeles could reach 110 today. Some slight relief there is expected tomorrow, but the demand for power to run AC across California could lead to rolling power outages over the next few days. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
Kentucky Derby number 146 is in the books.
Authentic, here's the law, here's the buyer. Authentic has won the Kentucky Derby.
Larry Kalmus with the call on NBC. Authentic, the first wire-to-wire Derby winner since 2002 when War Emblem did it. Authentic's win means no Triple Crown winner this year. The Preakness Stakes will be run late this month. There were no fans in the stands at Churchill Downs, but over 1,000 people demonstrated outside the track, some demanding the Louisville police officers involved in the shooting death of a black woman, Breonna Taylor, be arrested, while others were there to support police. Last evening, the mayor said there were only some minor altercations between members of the two groups, and no arrests were made. The huge lake fire near Lake Hughes, California, has now been 95% contained. It's been burning since the 12th of August, and it scorched 32,000 acres. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Iowa's Secretary of State is calling news reports of President Trump urging his supporters to vote twice untrue.
His concern was that some of those may not get through the process properly, and was encouraging voters to go to the polling places and see if they actually received their mailed-in ballot, and if not, that's when they would vote.
Republican Utah AG Paul Pate says the president's concern was strictly to make sure that all votes are counted. Reports on CNN, in Forbes, and USA Today have claimed that the president was urging people to vote twice, which would be illegal. Portland, Oregon street rioters throwing firebombs at police officers on the city's northeast side last night. Portland police say what they call a tumultuous and violent conduct situation included the use of firebombs, which injured at least one of the agitators as well. Reuters reporting that some arrests were made, although the number of those arrested has not yet been confirmed by police. Last night was the 100th consecutive night of a wave of chaos and civil unrest in parts of that city. And the hit CBS comedy Mom is returning for an 8th season, but without one of its stars, Anna Faris. It leaves her character's mother, Allison Janney, as the only lead. Faris apparently bowed out early while filming stopped due to the pandemic, even though she's in the middle of a contract. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.